I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ukraine prepares for another difficult winter as Russia increases attacks on its infrastructure. A shortage of Patriot interceptor missiles and air defense supplies remains critical. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says one ministry lost 90% of its food distribution capacity during late August strikes. SGA partners with local pastors to help people who've been overlooked by large aid groups. But the needs are increasing on the front line.
Many of those communities are feeling the assault every single night, and now even every single day. Life for them is difficult, and access to basic human needs, especially with the winter months coming, is more scarce.
Connect with SGA through the full story at our website to help.
Pray for the churches that are offering relief, the goodness of God, along with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And how do you do a Bible study without the full Bible? Out of more than 300 sign languages, just one has full access to the Bible. Rob Myers with Door International explains how they begin sign language translation with passages that lay out the biblical story.
For us, it would be 131 passages. And those passages are really important to understand that God created the world, God created people, how people fell into sin, and then the work that God did to redeem people eventually through the work that Jesus did by coming and dying on the cross.
Deaf people often miss the context of Bible stories without any way to engage with Scripture themselves. Door is focused on translating the Bible into sign language so that deaf people can study God's Word. Pray that the deaf would come to know Christ better through this work. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.